Hit record. I'm introducing Susie Barrett. She's from the very large town of Ryrie, Idaho. And woohoo! I'm just excited for you guys because you basically get to hear from a superhero. She is an amazingly efficient individual who balances home life with her employment, her job of choice, which is awesome. She's built up a business around helping people be more successful. And so I'm just really excited for you to be able to spend some time with her and to learn some tips and tricks to being able to be more efficient with your time and setting your goals and how you envision your future and what direction you're headed. So I will not slaughter Susie's presentation anymore and turn it over to her. Thank you, Susie.
Thanks, Mary.
All right, guys, how y'all doing? Good. You ready for this? Okay, so I want you to start with that. Who's ever thought that thought before? Okay, who's ever thought I need to do more to achieve more? Which of those is right? Do we let you do less or do we do more?
Both.
Good answer. I don't have a fancy clicker, so I'm just going to walk back and forth 100 times. All right. Anybody ever wanted any of those things on the board? I want you guys to start brainstorming. Can I use this marker? Whiteboard marker. It says, hey, we're good. Okay, so tell me some things that you guys want in your lives that maybe aren't on, or some things that you need to do, some things that you want to do, some of the dreams that you guys might have.
Money.
Somebody wants to make some money. I like that. All right. What else you got?
A good job.
Good job. Okay, good. Excellent. What else?
A hot body.
Hot body. Hot bod. All right, what else?
To be happy.
To be happy. I'm just going to draw a big smiley thing. What else? All right, here's some ideas for you. Maybe you want to be healthy. Maybe you want to have really good relationships with your friends. Maybe you want to work on your mental health. Really just feel good to be inside yourself. You want to improve your body image. You want to, you know, participate in music and participate in arts, and you want to take care of yourself, and you want personal development, and. Anybody feel like you need a nap at this point? Because I do. Every time I think of all the things that I want, I get exhausted. Anybody else ever felt like that? Where you just feel stuck?
I'm just like that all the time.
Like that all the time. I'm with you, sister. Hopefully in the next hour, we're going to undo that. Give you the freedom to live your lives here. So the point is, when we feel all of those things, when you feel overwhelmed, raise your hand if you've ever felt any of this. Actually, let's go ahead and stand up. You guys have been sitting a long time. If you've ever felt in your life overwhelmed, stand up and stay up. If you've ever felt anxious, if you've ever felt lost, if you've ever felt scared, if you've ever felt tired, if you've ever felt exhausted, if you've ever felt doubt, if you've ever felt like you didn't know where to start, like you were stuck, like you were swamped, like you had too much to do, have a seat. Guys, we're all in this together, okay? And the problem isn't that we feel stuck. The problem is that leads us to do nothing. And that is the tragedy here. All these dreams that you guys want, all the things that you want in your lives, the good things you want, you can have them all. But you can't do it all at once. Because as soon as you start to try to do it all at once, you feel overwhelmed, you feel anxious, you feel exhausted, you feel tired, you feel all the things. So you stay stuck right where you're at. Anybody ever been there? You don't have to answer that. But here's the issue, is that you have these dreams, they become forgotten. The progress that you want in your lives become delayed, or pushed off to the back burner, or maybe pushed off the list at all. And that is the tragedy here. That is the problem. The world misses out on the amazingness that you want for yourself. And you miss out on it. Your family misses out on it. I don't want you guys to miss out anymore. Maybe I'll hire you, sister. This is my sister. Everybody say hi, Steph. She'll be my lovely assistant today. And then I don't have to walk back and forth a million times. Okay.
Just tell me one.
Okay. Ooh, a little teetery on the edge there. I'm just gonna keep going. Okay, so the solution to this little problem needs to be something simple. It needs to make all the things that you want in your life possible. It needs to fit in your schedule, right? If I come in here and I tell you, all right, here's the thing you're gonna do for a million hours, and it's gonna take this much time, and you're gonna have to do it in this location, no one's sticking to that. That's bunk. You guys have to do something that personalizes it to you. It has to work for you. And the key is gonna be that we can start it today. We can all think, oh, when I grow up, I'm gonna get a good job. When I am an adult, I'm gonna make a ton of money. When I am blah, 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 then I'll be happy. Then I'll have the thing. Then. You can't control then. You can control now. What are we gonna do today that makes a difference? So that you can do something that actually works to get you from what you do to who you are. That, my friends, is the power of change. That's what's gonna actually last for you. Go ahead, Steph, thanks. All right, so before we talk about who you are and how you're gonna go from what you do to who you are, let me tell you who I am. I am a personal trainer. I've been a personal trainer for 14 years. Absolutely love the human body. I'm totally obsessed with it. Studied it every minute I could find. I have a bachelor's degree in health education. I've given a TEDx talk. I've spoken at international events all over the world about one thing, and that is habits. This is the most important thing you guys can do in your lives, and one of the best things you can do in your lives, because at this time in your lives, you're super, super busy. Right? And we want so many things. Go ahead and change the next slide, Steph. Also, you should know I do have 4 kids. I am a mom. I do have kids your age, and I do fully understand what you're going through. Also, I was a kid once. We've been there. All right, so happiness, health, and success is as simple as 1, 2, 3. That is what we're going to learn today. How to simplify it down. Whatever it is that you want in your life, we're going to simplify it 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3 is one of the first things you learn when you're 18 months old. It's that simple, guys. It's that simple. Go ahead, start. The first one is your one pillar focus. Think about all those glorious things you want in your life, and I want you to pick one to work on first. Don't get overwhelmed by the fact that, oh, I have to pick the right one. Nope. We're going to get to all of them eventually. We're going to start with one today. Ask yourself, what is the one thing that if I worked on this now would bring me the most happiness? Or the one thing that if I keep pushing it off, is going to keep me from happiness? Ask yourself that question. Let that one focus come into your mind. This is going to overcome the overwhelm where you don't feel like you have to do it all at once. You can focus on one thing. Maybe we're going to focus on our physical health. Maybe we're going to focus on our mental health. Maybe we're going to focus on one specific subject in your education. Maybe you're going to focus on one specific skill that you're trying to learn or something like that. One thing that you can give your mind permission to go all in. Go ahead, Steph. So that's step number one. Step number two, it's gonna take you 2 months because you were born with 2 superpowers. Did you know that? Raise your hand if you knew you were a superhero.
No.
You do now, so these 2 superpowers are limitless. You are the only thing that has these 2 things. Only people have this. The conscious and the subconscious mind. So those are your 2 superpowers. And when you learn how to harness those 2 things together, you can do anything. You can make it last. That's the beauty of what we're going to do here. So we're going to focus on one pillar for 2 months. How do we harness our 2 superpowers together? Drum roll, please. 3 daily habits. Not 85, not 200, not 8 million, 3. This is going to help you overcome overwhelm of feeling like you have to do it all at the same time. We're going to keep it simple. And remember, it's only 2 months. So that overwhelm that you just felt of, oh, I have to pick the right thing. You know, start with something today. Build those first 3 habits. And we're going to add on in 2 months. And then we're going to add on in 2 months. And we're going to add on in 2 months. But you're never working on more than 3 things at a time. That's the beauty of the 1-2-3 system. Is it's so simple. You can do it, and you do have time for it. Go ahead, Steph. There's something magical in the universe about the number 3, and it is that your brain expects that number. When you're little and you start to learn the alphabet, what do you learn?
ABC.
ABCs. Do you learn the ABCDEFGs? No. You learn A, B, C. There's 3 of them. How many names do y'all have? You got a first, a middle, and a last. 3 names. When people ask you for your phone number, there's 10 digits there, but you break it up into 3 parts. There's something magical about the number 3. You use a fork, a knife, and a spoon. Number 3. I promise you, this really is the thing, okay? All right, so, go on about this all day, but I won't. So why one and why three? All the things that you wanted at the beginning of this are good. So why am I telling you to pull in the reins and only do one at a time or three at a time? Do you feel a little bit limited by that? Well, let me give you a beautiful visual that will help you to remember this talk for the rest of your lives. Here we go. Go with me on a mental vacation to one of my favorite places in the universe, Washington, D.C. Anybody ever been to D.C.? Super cool place, right? Super, super cool. The whole place just has the ability to like make you feel so humble and so grateful and so proud and so excited all at the same time. It's one of the only places I've ever been speechless. It's hard to do. All right, go ahead, Steph. So, 1 year, my husband and I, this is me when I was a little tiny, look, I was so cute. Anyway, so, I'm the adult in this picture, I'm just kidding, I'm not a baby. So my husband and I went to Washington, D.C., and we took our one-year-old with us. But when we got there, Hurricane Irene also got there. This was 2010, and this hurricane shut down the city of New York. We were supposed to go to New York City on part of this trip, and they wouldn't let us in, because that's how bad this storm was. To shut down the city of New York. So it's pouring rain, torrential winds, craziness. You can see the umbrellas. We bought those umbrellas 10 minutes before that. That's how windy it was, y'all. It was a crazy, crazy storm. But we were there to see the sights, and so see them, we did. So we bought 59 umbrellas, and we just went out. And in the pouring rain, we took our cute little daughter and her cute little stroller out to see the National Mall. Go ahead, Steph. So this right here is the, who knows?
Lincoln Memorial.
Lincoln Memorial. Beautiful. So the architecture of this building is so cool. And the man inside there and the legacy of what he did in his life is so empowering. I could spend hours in that building just basking in the glow of that 80-foot dune. It's so awesome. I love it there. So anyway, this is where we were. We took our baby there and we were, enjoying the ambiance, reading all the quotes and all the things. And when we were done there, it was on to the next place. So as we're headed out to go to the next spot. There's a big old line at the elevator. Remember, we have our little baby in the stroller. So I'm like, well, let's just take the elevator. But the line is too long, so I'm too lazy. So to take a stroller downstairs, you really only have two options. One, you take the baby out, and you fold up the stroller, and you walk it down. That's what intelligent people would do.
We're not those people.
So we instead just pick up the baby like an Egyptian empress, like a Hansa caravan. So I hold the back wheels. My husband's got the front wheels. We're packing her down on this thing. Go ahead, we have the next one. From the top of these stairs, you can see for miles in every direction, you guys. It's beautiful. So from up here, we're walking down the stairs. Oh, a little backstory here. I was in a flip-flop phase of life. Where I only wore flip-flops. No other shoes were in my realm of costuming. If you're doing the math, you got pouring rain, you got marble stairs, you got rubber flip-flops. Ding! You got it! I fall down the stairs. From this place, you can see for miles in every direction. Everyone for miles in every direction can also see you. So I'm falling downstairs in one of the most trafficked places in one of the largest tourist cities in the world.
I think you didn't found you that tiny fool.
Not yet! So I fall down the stairs, but remember, I can't catch myself because I'm holding my kid. So I just fall all the way back and like slam on the marble stairs. Thousands of people are watching this happen, guys. Anyone ever had an embarrassing moment? Well, yours is less embarrassing now. Okay, so thousands of people watching this, and they're like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Like, trying to help me up. Totally red in the face. I jump up at the speed of light, and I'm just like telling my husband, like, go, we gotta get out of here. This is so embarrassing. So we start going again, and in my haste, I fall again, you guys. I go down twice on the same set of stairs. Still holding the baby. Still have no defense. Go all the way down. Same people. Asking if I'm okay, trying to help you up. Yeah. I'm an adult, you guys. This is a 22-year-old woman falling down the same flight of stairs. So I told my husband, I'm like, this child of ours is in danger in my hands. You gotta take her. So he, like a human who can walk on two legs, carries the child down the stairs. And I'm watching him all in amazement. And I start walking down the stairs like I'm walking from shards of glass. And I'm almost to the bottom. I'm getting my confidence back.
And
I go a third time! No joke! I fall three times. Go ahead, Steph. So we fall once at the top. It's embarrassing. We fall twice in the middle. Embarrassing. This one, though, I was really committed. Like, buh, 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 all the way to the bottom and land in a big puddle at the bottom. All of these same people watching this happen three times. At this point, everyone is laughing. My mother-in-law was there, and she's like, I'm just going to excuse myself so I can laugh my head off over here and not hurt your feelings. And I just lay there like, I don't even know what to do right now. Okay, so the point of this whole story is, one, because it's hilarious, but two, because it gives you a great visual of what not to do. You picture in your minds that those pillars and those steps, the pillars are like the big things you're working for, and the steps are the little actions you take to get there. If you try to cover 89 actions in one day, you're going to end up like me.
And
get a puddle with a red face and a bruised butt. You don't want that.
And so, wet clothes.
And wet clothes, exactly. It just gets worse. So this is another monument here in Washington, D.C. Who knows what that is? Somebody said, Jefferson! This is the Jefferson Monument. This is a much safer place for me. All right, much safer place for you. Look right here. Okay, same awesome architecture. Same strong pillars. Three stairs! We can handle three stairs. If there had only been three stairs, I would have only fallen once. I can handle falling once. Falling isn't the issue. It's the repeating the same dumb thing over and over again. That's the problem. So, go ahead and go to the next one, Steph. Picture in your minds, when you see this building, I want you to think about this visual. The dreams and hopes and things you want in your life. That's the whole structure here, okay? The big things, the big parts of you, the big aspects of your life. Maybe it's your faith, maybe it's your family, maybe it's your relationships, maybe it's your health, maybe it's your mental health. Whatever the big things are in your life, those are your big goals. Those are the pillars. And then your steps are your daily habits. I'm going to take those three to count. And that, my friends, is the visual to keep you on track with the 1-2-3 habit system.
Without falling off.
Without
falling off.
Getting sore and embarrassing yourself to no end. Okay. So now I want you guys to do this. I want this to be workshop style. I don't want this to be, you've been listening a lot. Let's do some talking now. Okay. So what is your one pillar? I want you guys to tell me some of the things in your life that you want to focus on. The big aspects of your life, the big goals that you have for yourself. What do you got?
My job.
Your job. Right now? You have a job right now? Something we can do today. Something you want in the next 2 months of your life.
Learn how to cook.
How to cook. I like that. All right.
Better friend.
Be a better friend. Excellent. What else?
How to invent a hoverboard.
All right. I'm going to say invent. Thinking. How about that?
Make movie posters.
All right. Make posters. It's going to be simple here. Okay. What else?
Publish a book.
Publish a book. I like that.
Film a movie.
But what?
Film a movie.
Ooh, film a movie. You guys have big dreams here. I like this.
Code a game.
Code a game. Excellent.
Become a millionaire.
In the next 2 months, I applaud you, sir. That was good. Maybe we'll start becoming a millionaire. How about that?
Fashion model.
Millionaire model.
Ooh,
millionaires. See, I put an S on that. I'm looking for a doll. I could do this. What was that?
Better at
art. Okay.
Become a big singer.
All right. Excellent. Ooh, singer. Okay, we got a good list going here, guys. This is good. This is good. I want you to think about your specific pillar for the next 2 months of your life. We're going to go 1, 2, 3 right here. What are you going to do? What are you going to think about? What are you going to focus on for the next 2 months? This doesn't mean everything else goes away. You still got everything else. But you're going to give yourself permission to really go in on this one thing. We're going to really think about how we can make progress to actually make that thing happen. To make it become reality instead of just a dream. It's going to be a thing that we can start today. What is your start date? What is your end date? So that was our piece number one. That was a big idea. Piece number two, when are you going to start? Today? Are you going to start Monday? Are you going to start January 1st? When are you going to start?
Today.
Today. Don't delay it anymore. You guys have wanted this thing long enough. Let's start doing something to actually make it happen, yeah? Okay, we're going to start today. Today is Friday the 13th. We're going to go 2 months from now. That's, somebody tell me. 2 months from now. December 13th. That's like a week and a half before Christmas, 2 weeks before Christmas. This is a perfect timeline. Right before Christmas, we're going to master a couple of things. So you're going to come up with 3 habits that you can do every day between now and Christmas. They're going to move you in the right direction. All right, so for those of you that want to learn how to cook better, what could your three habits be? What?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Oh, I like that. We got three meals. I'm just going to say BLD. Okay, what about, you start looking up some recipes? Maybe you come up with one recipe each day.
Then make a restaurant.
Then you make a restaurant every day. I like that.
Let's make a restaurant every day.
Good, good. Okay, let's go on this one. How to be a better friend. What are three things you could do every day to be a better friend? Go.
Make a friend.
To make a friend. How do you make a friend?
Be nice to them. Talk to them.
Say hi to someone.
Keep a friend.
Give them a compliment.
If you guys have ever thought to yourself, I don't know how to talk to girls, but I feel awkward when I talk to boys. Give them a compliment, problem solved. Start all of your conversations like that. Okay, compliment. Okay. I guess I shouldn't put all of those like that. Messing up my own visual. It's fine. Okay, if you want to invent something, what do you need to do before you can invent something?
Study.
You need to know what you're doing. Study. That's good. You in the middle, go.
Make a plan.
Study, plan, good. Then?
Brainstorm,
good. Try it! Good.
T-R-Y,
action, I like it. You guys are good kids. Awesome. Guess we gotta do something, right? Come up with your three habits right now. I'm gonna stop talking for a minute, and I want you guys to legit do this. There's notes in the back of that little pamphlet, Bailey, so I know you have notes to take, or you got phones you can write them on, or you got genius minds you can put them in, but come up with your one pillar. When's your start date? When's your finish date? And what are your 3 daily actions you're going to do? This doesn't have to be every single day, so maybe some of you want to get in better shape. Maybe that's your goal. It doesn't mean you have to work out 7 days a week between now and December 13th. You can still personalize your plan. You're like, I want to work out 4 days a week. Cool, do that. But set your 4 days a week now, and then every week between now and then, stick to it. Let's say that some of you want to publish a book. Give yourself a time block where you write every day. Research the topic that you're writing about. Do something, three things, every day. You're going to work together. So this is the power of three right now. All right, so let's use this one. So we're going to do make a friend. All right. So if we make a friend, then we have someone to be nice to, right? And then if we're being nice, we compliment them. Do you see how these things work together? Oftentimes when we set goals for ourselves, we're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to read this many pages today or every day. And then I'm also going to work out, and then I'm also going to do this. Sometimes that pulls your attention in opposite directions, and those goals kind of fight against each other. You see that? If you set three goals under one habit, they work together. So I'm a personal trainer. I'll use a fitness example. I always tell my clients, the first three they got to do to get in better shape, ooh, mess that up, are water, sleep, and exercise. When they've mastered those three, then we can talk specifics. But till then, we start with that. Why? Because on the days you drink a lot of water, you get better sleep. On the days you sleep well, you get more juice to exercise. On the days you exercise, you're thirsty, so you drink more water. Your habits go together. I'm watching your minds explode right now. It makes my soul happy. Okay, good. So this is working. Do this for yourself. One, focus. 2 months of consistency. Not perfection, consistency. And 3 daily habits. You got it? You got it? Want me to count 3, 10 more times? No, we're going to count 3 more times. Just kidding. All right, next slide. Here we go. All right, so I'll just tell you a little bit about my story, how habits changed my life, and how you can see that it actually works. A couple of years ago, I really wanted a lot of things, and I felt like I was just wanting. I felt like life was passing me by, and I wasn't actually living. I was very unhappy. Tend to be a very happy person. So for me to be unhappy, we knew something was wrong. And so I just wanted to spend more time doing stuff that I loved. I wanted to have more time for my hobbies. I wanted to have more time to do things that I enjoyed so that I could really enjoy my life. I wanted to be less stressed. I wanted to be less tired. I wanted to be more productive. I wanted to do things that I could see other people do. Any of you ever felt like that? Any of you ever wanted more from your life? Okay? I always really, really, really wanted to be fully present in the moment. With my kids, with my family, with myself. I struggled with that. Go ahead to the next one, Steph. I couldn't. I was too dang tired. The to-do list was endless, and I felt like every day was the same. Every day was a grind. I was exhausted all the dang time. And I thought to myself, go to the next one, Steph. When? When was I going to have the time or energy to do anything different? When was I going to have the time or energy to do anything for me that I really wanted to do? Or to create something different? Or to just enjoy my life and my family? Give me a thumbs down if you've ever felt like that, where you're just like, when? When am I going to have time for more? All right, here we go. I did it. And I don't tell you this because I'm some magical unicorn. Apparently only half my photos loaded. Oh, we're going to get them piece by piece here. Yay, internet. Okay, I'm not some magical unicorn that just makes a million things happen. I'm a normal person in a normal circumstance with a normal to-do list. But I was able to publish a book, start a business, start running races with my kids, have more time for my hobbies, travel the world, give a TED talk, do all of these things that were on my list. Do you know how I did them? Three dang habits at a time. None of it just happened. I had to make it happen. You have to make it happen. Whatever it is for you, commit right now to do the thing. Go ahead, Steph. One thing can seriously change everything for you. So you too can have the time and energy so that you can create change. How are we going to do it? In order to make habits stay habits. What is a habit? Anybody know what a habit is? Go ahead.
It's like you scratch your leg like so much that you can't stop scratching it and then you keep scratching it.
You don't even think about it, right?
Yeah.
It's something you do without thinking. And if you do anything without thinking, or you think all the time. Go ahead.
It's something that you start doing and then because you do it so often, it becomes subconscious.
Repetition, and she said my favorite word, subconscious. Beautiful. That means it's just in the back of your mind, you don't have to think about it. You are all doing millions of subconscious things right now. Who is flexing their ab muscles to stay upright in your chair? All of you, but none of you are doing it on purpose. Who's blinking their eyes every couple of seconds? All of you, but none of you are doing it on purpose. Who's thinking in? Out. In? Out. You might be if you're a little stressed out. But I hope you're not stressed out. Most of us are just breathing. Most of us just have blood circulating through our bodies. I have 18 internal systems that are working amazingly well, and you're not doing anything about it. It's just happening. Your body and your mind are absolutely incredible. You just have to learn how to use them. So this is how you form habits. This is the ACT system. Very easy to remember, because remember, it's only three letters. Three phases of habits. Okay, the first one is, Steph, go ahead and click one more time. A, we're going to take action. What's the action we're going to take? One, two, three habits. That's what we're going to do. That is a new action. Anybody in here already doing one pillar focus, 2 months of consistency, and three daily actions? You are now. All right, so this is new action, right? For the first month, the first phase of change is going to be new. This is new action, and it takes about 4 weeks for new action to become less new. Anything you do for 4 weeks is still new. So any of you that hear those things that are like, 21-day fix, or 14 days to a new habit of life. Don't worry about it. So after about 30 days, this incredible thing happens in your conscious mind, and your conscious mind really can only handle a couple of things at a time. Let me give you an example. If I tell you to touch your head, you can remember that, right? Now if I say, touch your head, blink 3 times, rub your belly, and then turn around in a circle, and then pat your toes 8 times, and then shift 3 seats to the left, and then shift 1 to the right. You're not doing that. Nobody's remembering that much stuff, right? Your brain can only remember so many things at a time. So, I like where you're headed. So what we're going to do is after about a month, the conscious part, the decision maker of your mind is like, hey, we've done our part. Peace out. And it just starts to leave. Anybody ever set a goal on January 1st? And then on February 1st, you're like, peace.
Peace out.
I'm done with this. None of you? None of you have ever broken New Year's resolution? You're all liars. Everybody's done it. So this is your brain chemistry. Up until this moment, you just thought, oh, I guess I stand. Now you know better. so you can do better. There's something powerful that happens in C, phase two. This right here, actually let's skip to phase three for a hot second, and then we'll come back to phase two. So phase one, change, doing something new for a month. Phase three is the transformation, where it goes from something that you do on purpose to something that you do automatically. That's what we all want, right? We do this thing because we want the transformation. Well, why do we all quit? Why do we all give up in the middle? Why do we have to deal with that frustrating part in the process where we're like, it worked for a little bit, but now I want to quit? Why? I'm going to explain it to you right now, and then you'll never quit again. Just kidding. But you'll understand a lot better, and you'll know what to do so that you can overcome that hurdle right there. Okay, phase two, I like to refer to it as the slump. In James Clear's book, Atomic Habits, anybody ever heard of that book? It was super popular like 5 years ago. 3 years ago? I don't know, a little bit ago. He talks about the plateau of latent potential. Whatever you want to call it, there's this dip that happens. And there's this disconnect between those two superpowers that you were born with. Your conscious is like, peace. And your subconscious is like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and look for a pattern. Because your subconscious only reads patterns. And if, my friends, you quit during that phase number two, weeks 5 and 6, your subconscious doesn't find the pattern, and nothing changes. You go right back to where you started. That is why you have quit. That is why you have failed. That is why it was a struggle for you before. But now that you understand that part, oh man, you're so much better prepared now. So next time you feel like quitting, you're going to do C. You're going to get super consistent. This is the part that sucks. This is the part that nobody wants to do. When you want to quit, you're going to call your best friend and you're going to say, you and me, we're going to do this every day for the next 2 weeks. Because my brain is trying to peace out and I'm not going to let it happen. You're going to call your mom. You're going to call your mom. You're going to live with her. You're going to call your mom. Hey, mom. You're going to call somebody. You're going to reach out to someone to help you stay consistent. This is where outside help is extraordinarily helpful. Be consistent until you get to the transformation. I work with personal training clients all the time doing this specific thing. If they hire me for no other period, it is for those 2 weeks. Everybody's brain is different, and the more you go through this process, the more you'll understand. My brain takes about 55 days before I get to transformation. I gotta do something for 8 solid weeks before I get to transformation. Which sounds like it sucks, but because I know that, it doesn't suck, because I can expect that, all right? I gotta be 55 days in, then on day 56, I can take a dang breath. And then things are different. Then you get to transformation, where the thing that you wanted in your life becomes not just something you do anymore, but it's who you are. It's incredibly powerful, and at that point, your subconscious takes over the work for your conscious, which then frees up that subconscious again. And guess what that means? You have the mental capacity for 3 new habits. It's a magical system. Go ahead, Steph. Click on the next one. Okay, so for me, I started with my mental health. The reason I came up with all of this was because I was deep in the throes of depression and I didn't know what was going on. Saw some mental health help. And they told me I had to make my mental health my number one priority. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. So I went home, and what I consider to be divine intervention, God said, hey, try your own personal training program, but instead of doing it on the body, do it on your mind. I've been running my clients through this habit formation process for their bodies for 10 years up to this point. I've never done it with any other aspect of life. So I was like, all right, we'll give it a go. So I picked out 3 habits. Anybody have any idea what my mental health habits could be? Give me some ideas of what mental health habits might be. Maybe some of you are now realizing, I should prioritize my mental health. Go ahead.
Meditate.
Yes.
Be positive and nice to yourself.
Eat healthy. Beautiful. Meditate. Self-talk. What?
Eat healthy.
Ooh, I like that one. Eat well. What else?
Stay positive.
I like that.
Get enough sleep.
I'm gonna say plus. I'm gonna say sleep. Okay. All good things. But you want to personalize it to you. You don't want to do somebody else's mental health journey. So I personalize it to me. And I knew every day, the hardest thing for me was to get out of my bed. Every day. It was hard. So guess what I did?
Make of invention I made. That makes you boing out of your bed.
That's a great idea, but I didn't do that. I made my bed, because if it was made, I couldn't get back in. To make it, I had to get out of it. Started my day, every day. Opened my eyes, made my bed. Crap ton of research about making your bed, but for me, this was brilliant. Because it took me 3 seconds, and it started every day with a win. For a year and a half up at this point, I felt like a lose. Every day was like, when I woke up. I didn't want to be anymore. So the first thing I did when I woke up, I was like, woo, I did it, I made my bed. Hi, kick. It was awesome, it was a great way to start the day. It was super simple. Your habits don't have to be these colossal, extreme things. Just keep it simple, start where you are. This isn't where I was. Next one. I had a lot to do. I had 4 little kids at this point. The dishes weren't gonna do themselves. So I knew, but I couldn't just be like, and cleaning fairy. No, I still had to do the dishes, but I was like, I'm gonna do the dishes, but I'm gonna enjoy myself while I do it. What can I do that's mental health that I can do during chores?
Play music.
Yeah, baby! I made a bunch of playlists. Specific to jobs.
Cleaning the dishes.
So I had a dishes playlist. I have a laundry playlist. I have all these things of all my favorite songs, and I could only listen to those songs when I was doing those tasks. So it really made me look forward to doing those things. I was like, man, I heard that song for a while. I'm going to fold some shirts. You know, like, build in the rewards for yourself. It's incredible what you can do. All right, so made my bed, listen to music.
Listen to a
book. The last one was, this one. I spoke to myself. I'm going to circle that 50 million times. I have almost all of my personal training clients do this. Positive affirmations. I spoke to myself in the mirror. Sounds hokey. Feels awkward. Changes your life. Positive affirmations. So, I wrote down 3 things I wanted to believe about myself. But I didn't. One of those things was, I can do this. For a year and a half, I didn't think I could do it. So I wrote down, I can do this. I said that to myself every day in the mirror, and for the first 3 weeks, I was like, that's a lie. And after about 3 weeks, I was like, that is true! I freaking believe that! The next one I wrote was, I am me. And that's all I want to be. The first 3 weeks, I was like, I really want to be her. I really want to be, after 3 weeks, I was like, man, I am me. That's good enough. That's working. I am me, and that's all I want to be. And the last one I wrote was, I can do all things. True Christ, which strengthened me. Look at that. I'm in the bathroom mirror. I read it to myself every day. And for that first little bit, I was like, hey, where you at? I'm a little lonely down here. And after about 3 weeks, I was like, he's here. He's present with me every day. I felt like me. I felt like he was there. And I knew I could do it. So those were my 3. So I started with that. Did those for 2 months, every day. Within 2 months, no joke, y'all, I felt like I hadn't been inside my body for a year and a half. One day, I woke up. I woke my husband up. I was like, honey, I'm me. I am me. I'm back, baby. And he's like, great, go look. I felt like myself for the first time in a year and a half. It was magical. So then, of course, I sprang out of my bed and made it. And then, I was like, what new habits could I come up with now? That worked so good. We got to play that thing again. So, I hopped on the nutrition train, started eating really well, worked out like a beast, and what was my 3rd one? Drank a ton of water. Water and workouts. I'm just going to say exercise. You get the point. Anyway, got real consistent with those 3, did that for 2 months, and then I was like, all right, sweet, all right, I got a little momentum for myself, let's see about how my relationships with my kids are doing. My kids were like, Mom's been mad for 2 years. It was time to not be mad Mom anymore, so I started being a yes Mom. When they'd ask me to do stuff, we'd go and do stuff. I started planning super fun things and doing stuff with them every day. I called it my daily do. Every day when the kids would come home, we'd do something fun. It was simple. We're talking like 20-minute little things. It made a massive difference in my relationships. Did that every day for 2 months. These all became habits, guys. This was 6 years ago. I still make my bed every dang day. I still listen to that same playlist when I'm doing dishes. I still love the person I see when I look in the mirror. This was 6 years ago. I don't have to plan for this stuff anymore. I don't have to think, all right, make bed, check. eat well, check. Like, it's just who I am. It's just what I do. It's part of my life. It's not a decision that I have to make. You guys have to make so many decisions throughout your day. Take some of those decisions off your list so you don't have to decide anymore. That decision fatigue is real. Get rid of it. Turn it into a habit so you don't have to think about this stuff, but you consistently do the things that move you in the right direction. Kept going, did the thing 3 more times throughout the year, whole year. Turned my life upside down. Did it with my faith, did it with my finances, did it with starting a business. Totally changed everything. Then I started telling people, because like Darla, if anyone you heard Darla sing, when you get to the top of the mountain, you want to turn around and help people up with you. And I was like, hey, everybody should do this. So I published my book. And then I became a speaker. And then I traveled all over the place giving talks like this to help people like you understand 1, 2, 3. It's that simple. When you see the slump coming, you can get through the slump instead of quitting on February 1st and thinking you're a failure. February 1st, you're going to wake up and think, I got this. I'm going to call best friend. We're going to do this for the next 2 weeks. You're going to stick with it. You're going to turn into a habit. You're going to change your life. You're never going to be the same. This is powerful, people. I hope you can feel it. So then I started doing it with my kids. So I'm going to go over a couple of these habits with you guys today because you're kids. So we did one called the high five. That was for them. Then we did one called jobs, and that was for the family. Then we did one called service. That was for the bigger picture, altruistic world. Then we did Big 30 for your mind, Fit 15 for your body, and gratitude for their spirit. This took us a year to create all of this. This is not, here you go, magical, happy family. No, this takes time. So now, Steph, go ahead and click it one more time. Now I do this with my clients. I only coach people for 6 months now. I ditched all my other programming. I don't do in-person. I don't do one-to-one. I don't do any other thing except 6 months of coaching now because the first 2 months of anything usually transforms people's minds, much like y'all have been transformed in this half an hour here. Then the next round transforms their bodies. Most people come to me because they want physical health help. They want to lose weight, or they want to become strong, or they want to get in better shape, or they want to run a race or something. So we prep them for that. And then I teach them in the last round how to apply it to different aspects of their life. Like I did in that year. I changed everything about everything using the same process over and over again. Go ahead, Steph. Thank you. All right, so some of my very favorite habits that we did in this period of time. We'll start with the high five. If you've heard of the book High Five Habit by Mel Robbins, it's not that. I'm not going to call it the High Five Habit. I'm going to call it the High Five Morning Routine. So, I know I said 3 habits, but I'm an overachiever and I wanted my kids to be overachievers, so I had them do 5. But we could come up with a cute song so they could remember, because your brain only remembers 3 unless you sing it, then it remembers 5. Alright, so 1 was, everybody know the song Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes? No. You haven't heard it like this before. It goes, head, shoulders, knees, and toes, mouth. That's the song. You'll never forget that song. Okay, so head. Head rhymes with bed. Guess what they did?
They make their bed.
They make their bed. It's the first thing they do. It made my life different forever, so I wanted it for them too. Hey. So head, shoulders. They put new clothes on their body. They gotta get dressed. My kids are little, by the way. In case you're wondering why this is so silly. Ooh, dressed. Here we go. Oh, shoulders. Man, I'm just not good on the board, y'all. This is why I'm not a teacher. Okay, 3. What comes next?
Knees.
Drop to your knees and say a prayer. That's part of their first thing they do in the first minute they're awake. What comes after knees?
Toes.
Toes. Look down at your feet and clean your floor. They have to clean their rooms. They get to clean their rooms. They love to clean their rooms. And then mouth. I don't want to smell your smelly breath, so you gotta brush your teeth before you talk to me. All right, so, oops, I forgot the thing again. See, no good on the board. It's fine. All right, so those are the high fives that I taught my kids. If you want to take this and run,
go.
It's awesome. Change our lives forever. This is a vastly different morning in my home than it was last year. It's no longer like, kids, Jasmine, run her, Jasmine, all the things. It's like, all right, when you're done, come on downstairs. I'll have breakfast for you. And they come downstairs and they're like, super. Yeah, we skip those. There's too much for the brain. This song is too long. Shorten it. Simplify it. So, when they come down for breakfast, all I say to them is, did you do your high five? And they're like, oh. And they go back upstairs and they do it. And it's not like a, kids, did you do the thing? No, because, like she was talking about in the other one, you want to motivate yourself from within. This isn't about some reward. I don't pay them when they're done. I don't not give them breakfast. I mean, it's not a reward. It's not a punishment. It's just, this is a fabulous way to start your day. And I want you to do it every day for 2 weeks. So we did. And now they pretty well consistently do it. I'm not saying every day. Again, we're going to talk about perfection in just a minute. Another one that we did is the Big 30. We do this one in the summertime. Because in the summer, we just want to be chill, right? But I don't want my children's brains to die in the summer. So I have them intellectually stimulate themselves for 30 minutes a day by doing 15 minutes of reading and 15 minutes of outside. Again, if you want to take this habit, take it and run. I don't mind.
Yeah.
We love this one because it gets them outside early in the morning. Oftentimes, they don't come back in for a couple hours. Right?
I'm good in the car, Mom.
Enjoy the beautiful sunshine. Being outside in God's creation is the best thing you can do for your brain, your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul. All of it. Make this a habit. Highly recommend. The next one is called the Fit 15. This is a program I'm developing for guys like you, kids. This is a youth sports conditioning program or a youth fitness conditioning program. And I actually developed it with a couple of kids that I was their homeschool PE teacher last year. A really good friend of mine called me up and said, hey, I'm homeschooling my kids, but I want them to be more active, and I'm not the person for that. Can we bring them to your house because they won't listen to me if I tell them to go run? Like, you bet. So they came to me, and we started with this elaborate program, and they were like, we really want to do a full hour a day. And I wrote up all this specific stuff. And 3 days in, they're like, we quit. Yeah, that was a lot. So we started with 3 minutes a day. We had a little competition between us. So I had them track for a week, and I had me track for a week. And one of them, I saw them at a game on, like, Friday. And they're like, did you do your three today? I was like, no. So I went out in the hall outside the gym, and I was doing my push-ups, and I was doing my sit-ups, and they were all standing over me laughing. It was great. So anyway, the point is, the Fit 15 is a 15-minute total body fitness program that you can literally do in 15 minutes. It will help you prevent injury, stay in physical fitness, and it only takes 15 minutes. So this is going to be an app. I'll give it to you guys next year. It's not ready yet. But I just ran it through with a program or with a high school volleyball team. There's this volleyball specific. There will be several different options. But anyway, the point is 15 minutes a day, guys. 15 minutes a day doing different things. I'm going to walk you through a couple of them right now that everyone on the planet should be doing every day. And I'm going to teach you how to do it without having to remember it. Because this is the magical jumpstart right there. Number 6, you're going to love it. Number 4, we're going to go to that one. So one of my kids... When I want him to help around the house, who here has to do help around the house? Who has to do jobs? Who has to do chores? Do you love it? Light you up inside. When you walk in, you're like, I can't wait to do the dishes. You love it? Oh, angel child.
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest. You probably love it when your siblings want to do it, right?
No, I love doing it because then I avoid them.
Amen.
Ding. There it is. My daughter gets up. She did dishes last night for like an hour. You are the slowest dishwasher ever. Just like, I know. It's fine. Okay, so for jobs, instead of giving my kids a list of jobs to do, because lists are just overwhelming, we do time cues. So at certain times of day, they have one thing to do. So first thing in the morning, they have their high five. That's their morning job. I don't have to remind them. They just know when they wake up, that's when they do it. Time cueing yourself is a great idea. Schedule things that you're already doing. Add in something. My kids also go to public school, so when they get home, they have one job they have to do the minute they walk in the house. As soon as they walk in the house, they say, hey, Mom. I say, hey. And then they go do their 2-minute thing, and then they come back, and it's done. They get to feel accomplished the minute they get home. They don't have to come home to this big, long laundry list. Oh, no, I have to go home and do it. And have you ever thought that? Do your parents do like Saturday jobs or something like that? Where every Saturday you wake up and you're like, oh, it's Saturday. We don't want to do that anymore.
No,
so
Saturday,
teach this one to your parents.
Enjoy ourselves.
It's a game changer. Anyway, so now my kids will just come home and do their job. And I don't have to nag. My house is significantly cleaner than it's ever been. I love it. It's the best. And they love it. And I don't pay them for it. I don't reward them. I don't punish them. They just contribute. It makes you feel good, and it motivates you from within yourself instead of needing, oh, well, I'm going to get this, or I'm going to get that. I used to pay my kids for everything, and then they started nickel and diming me for everything, and then if I asked them to do something, they're like, well, are you going to pay me? And I was like, nothing. They're like, I'm not going to do it. And I was like, this system ain't working. We gotta do something different. So we came up with the one job on time cues, and it's changed our lives forever. When the kids come in, they're like, hey, we're hungry, we want dinner. Fabulous, let's fire up our one dinner job. One kid's cooking, one kid's setting the table, one kid's...
I don't have to remember them,
the kids do.
The kids.
And then they don't leave the kitchen until the dinner jobs are done. And then we're all together, and we're one big happy family with a clean dining table. It doesn't always work. The point of habits isn't perfection, y'all. You're not going to have a perfect life when you make habits. Y'all, we're out of time. All right, let's cruise through this. Habit coupling. I have a TED Talk on that. You can learn it from there. Google Susie B. Habits, and you'll find it. Okay, here we go. You guys already learned about my favorite. For me. Are we still going? Our next one? Go to the next one. Okay, this one. Progress, not perfection. Let me just leave you with this. You don't have to be perfect to make progress. Your brain does exceptionally well with the number 3. If you do 2 out of 3, most of the time, your brain can see that pattern. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be moving in the right direction. So don't beat yourselves up for not being perfect. Start small, start simple, but please, for the love of all that's holy in this world, start. Start small, start simple. Start with one thing you want to focus on. Do it for 2 months, 3 daily habits. You guys got this. Okay.
At the end.
Thank you.
Yay!
Sorry, I kept you over. I did not watch the time.
It's fine.
If anybody wants to, you can write down your email address, and when I release that 15, I'll send it to you. I don't know when that will be released, but soon. So if you would like.